The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Dr. Smith, today we're going to be talking about the Ellenville Rural Health Network, and they are really tremendous partners in our countywide efforts to reduce chronic diseases, to combat the opioid epidemic, have done some really groundbreaking work, and we are right there shoulder to shoulder with them. And our two guests today are Victoria Reed, she's Executive Director of the Ellenville Rural Health Network, and Deborah Briggs, who's Vice President of Ellenville Regional Hospital, which is the anchoring institution.
Well, Vin, I just wanted to mention a couple of things that are worth noting, because certainly these numbers do reflect some of the priorities that we're trying to focus on in our county with respect to the overall health of the county. And we have some recurrently problematic issues, one of which is obesity. Mm-hmm. Obesity in adults. In Ulster County, 30.6% of our adults are obese. That's one in three, just about. In New York State, just for comparison, about 25% of adults are obese. And with respect to our children and adolescents, 19.9%, almost 20% of our youth are obese in Ulster County. All of these issues, obesity, behavioral issues, et cetera, do contribute to our percentage of premature deaths, which is still rather high. The numbers of individuals who die before the age of 65, 24.5% of our residents in Ulster County die from chronic health reasons, which contribute to this premature death. So these are some of the issues that are problematic for us. And certainly rural counties do tend to have some higher numbers in these problems for multiple reasons. And, you know, we are really happy to partner with the team from Ellenville Regional Hospital, because they are looking at some of these numbers and what they can do within the Ellenville area to help change the course of some of these chronic illnesses.
Mm-hmm. And even beyond, they've really taken that work even further afield. But they'll tell us all about that, because it's some exciting mm-hmm. work. So Victoria or Deb, can you give our listeners a little background on the Rural Health Network, how and why it came into being?
Absolutely. At the hospital, we took the approach that we would try to make our community healthier. As opposed to being a place for sick people, we want to be a place for health. So we decided to have an outreach into the community. And to do that, we formed the Rural Health Network with the hospital, the Institute for Family Health, and the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And that's really where the teeth started. Just our outreach and our desire to make our community healthier.
Mm-hmm. And how is it structured? Is it a loosely formed coalition? Does it have a formal structure with some kind of strategic plan? Maybe you could explain that just briefly.
Well, those are the three main partners. Mm-hmm. So that would mm-hmm. be our foundation, mm-hmm. would be the three main partners. And then based on projects and grants, we will pull other entities into the organization. But the Rural Health Network itself is made up of the three entities.
Mm-hmm. And Victoria or Deb, can you just give us an overview of what some of the major initiatives and grant initiatives have been or are planned going forward?
Absolutely. So currently we are focusing on three main projects. We'll definitely have other projects on our horizons, but right now we are focusing on reducing cardiovascular health. As Dr. Smith mentioned, we do have some disparate health outcomes when it comes to chronic diseases in Ulster County and in Warwissing. Our hypertension rate is about 4 times higher than the rest of the county as well. So we're really focusing on preventing cardiovascular disease in the town of Warwissing and the village of Ellenville, where the Rural Health Network is located. Our second focus area is on preventing childhood obesity. Like Dr. Smith mentioned, that's another area of high you know, percentage of adult and childhood obesity. And we're really taking the focus on working with families to create lifestyle change so that we're creating healthier families and not just working to, you know, reduce only childhood obesity because, you know, you learn your behaviors at home. And the third initiative that we're really focused on right now is the opiate epidemic, like many organizations. And we are fortunate in being embedded in the hospital that we're able to work with RED to roll out some really innovative projects, we think. The focus of them is on helping people access treatment more easily and making sure that, you know, if people don't know where to go or they don't know how to get help, we're always there to help them.
Mm-hmm. And what does that actually look like in real time?
So in our emergency department, we now offer medication-assisted recovery, which is buprenorphine, or some people know it as Suboxone. So if someone comes to our emergency department, whether they were brought in by an ambulance or they just walk in on their own, we'll assess their withdrawal symptoms. And then if they're eligible for them for it, we will give them buprenorphine. We can continue to give them buprenorphine for up to 72 hours. And during that first visit, we'll call in the peer advocate from Catholic Charities. That peer advocate is someone who has lived experience and is currently in recovery, and they can work with that individual to help set up a referral to treatment for them. If they go to treatment the same day, they can even drive them to treatment if they need transportation. Or, you know, if they can't get into treatment the same day, they can come back to the ED and get a second or a third dose of buprenorphine until they're ready to transition to the treatment. And it's really important for us to do that so we make sure people, you know, can start treatment right away and then transition to treatment with no gap period and no waiting period. And if someone does come and, you know, they're not in active withdrawal, they don't need buprenorphine on the spot, but they still want to get into treatment, we'll still call the peer advocate and help them get into treatment. Or if, you know, they're already in treatment, but they're having trouble sticking with their treatment because they are having trouble finding food or they're having housing problems, you know, we'll still hook them up with the peer or with some community health workers at our organization to, you know, help them be as successful as possible in their recovery.
So they don't necessarily have to have an emergency. It could be just someone who doesn't know where to turn, or family, you know, that's discovered a substance use crisis in their family.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can just come and get guidance and get help and get to the appropriate place.
Absolutely. Yep. So if they come into our emergency department, even if they don't need to be admitted to the emergency, if it's not a medical crisis, you know, it's still a crisis if your family is going through, had someone, you know, either in withdrawal or experiencing a substance use disorder, it still feels like a crisis. Even if it's not a medical crisis.
It's kind of a maze, so, you know, to figure out where to go and what to do.
It can
right?
be really hard to navigate the system. So, you know, if they just come to our emergency department, even if we don't have to admit them to the emergency department, we do have community health workers. We're in the process of hiring a new substance use disorder program coordinator. We have the peers from Catholic Charities. So there are people there who, you know, are more familiar with the system, are used to having to navigate the system, and can help families and individuals navigate it.
Mm-hmm. And that's been up and running for a little bit now. What's been the experience? What are you seeing?
So far, we've been actively doing it for about 2 months. We had a kind of test rollout in the beginning to, you know, make sure we got all the tweaks out. We never want people to come to us and then not get successful referrals. So for the past 2 months, we've been going successfully. We've had a number of patients who are able to move into treatment, and you know, we follow up with them through the peer advocate and make sure that they're getting the services that they need to, you know, stay in treatment and be successful. So far it's been really successful, and I think a big thing now is just letting people know that if you need help, if you don't know where to go, if your family's in crisis, just come to us and we'll help.
That's great. That's really terrific. And I know that, as Dr. Smith mentioned, that heart disease is the number one leading cause of premature death in Ulster County. So mm-hmm. I know that there's some really interesting work going on there too. Maybe we have not enough time to delve into that. We'll do mm-hmm. that after the break.
Okay.
Right now, we're just going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guests are Victoria Reed and Deborah Briggs from the Ellenville Rural Health Network and Ellenville Rural Hospital. We'll be back soon.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of the American Legion, what comes to mind?
Is it the way we fight daily for our veterans to get them the benefits they've earned through their service?
I work hard every day to make sure that our veterans get the benefits they deserve. I am the American Legion.
For nearly 100 years, the American Legion has been our nation's leading advocate for veterans and their families.
I am the American Legion.
This is today's American Legion.
To learn more, visit legion.org.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Before the break, we began talking about some of the initiatives that Ellenville Rural Health Network has been engaged in, and we also talked about heart disease as being a considerable problem for individuals in our county, contributing to a relatively high premature death rate. Could you talk a little bit more about some of your programs, such as the Healthy Heart Program?
Absolutely. So we received a HRSA grant, and we created this new program, and it's in collaboration with the Institute for Family Health, wherein we are identifying patients either from the Institute or from our emergency department or from the community at large who have the risk factors for heart disease, such as diabetes, obesity, they smoke, but they're not yet diagnosed with cardiovascular disease. So what we're doing is taking this cohort of patients and teaching them how to eat better, offering them free yoga classes, free cooking classes, one-on-one counseling with a community health worker. We're taking some of their vital statistics and following them and trying to keep them from crossing the line and getting cardiovascular disease. And one of the programs that we have, which is probably my favorite thing that we do at the hospital, is called the Pharmacy with an F. Twice a month on a Thursday, we give out free fruits and vegetables to our community. There is no cost. There's no income requirement. It's just come and be healthy. And that is provided to us by the Food Bank of the Hudson Valley and Ulster County Community Action. They're great partners. And the next one will be on July 25th. at 4 o'clock at the hospital. And again, there's no income requirement. Nothing's asked. Just come, bring a reusable tote bag. Don't bring a plastic
That's
bag.
Right. Absolutely.
And we'll fill it up for you. We never know what we're going to get. We've gotten amazing organic spinach and blueberries and tomatoes and great apples, and we just never know what we're going to get. So it's always a surprise for us.
Well, certainly it's known that one of the issues is that Americans don't consume enough fruits and vegetables as part of their diet, and tend to lean toward diets that which are too high in fat and sugar, and all of those factors that do contribute to cardiac disease. Mm-hmm. So it sounds wonderful. You know, very often though, people get vegetables and they don't have a clue, really, how many different kinds of dishes and meals and things that you can do with them creatively. And I'm sure that that's part of what you offer, to try to educate folks on really how to make the most of some of the wonderful produce that we get from our farmers in this county.
And we do. And on Thursday mornings, we have something called Living Well Ellenville, which meets at the library. There's quite often a cooking demonstration, usually from Cornell Cooperative Extension, or there could be a stress management session, and there's always a walk as well. And plus, we also do community walks as part of our Healthy Hearts program. So there's a lot of different prongs to the approach.
Well, those are important.
And everything is
in
free.
Disease prevention. And
yes.
I love the name, too, you know,
yes.
Pharmacy with an F.
Yes.
Because it very often does start with what you consume, what you put into your body.
And imagine that, a hospital-based community organization doing prescribing fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy exercise, and keeping people out of the worst case scenario.
Right. Absolutely.
That's
exactly.
really, that's where, in my opinion, that's where the entire health system in this country needs to go.
And the beauty of it is it's all free.
Yes.
There's no charge for anything.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really fabulous. And I know that the childhood obesity part of it kind of fits right in, right? It synchronizes right into that. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because, you know, the heart health is the adult part of it, but then children not getting to that place.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, so much of it overlaps, because a lot of times if we have children who are experiencing the risk factors for obesity, they often have parents who are also facing the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. So we're taking a really family-based approach to this to make sure that we're caring for our whole community. And we were lucky enough to be funded through the Rally Foundation, by the Rally Foundation Women and Children's Fund grant through the Community Foundation of Sullivan and Orange. And they've funded us for the course of the next 12 months. We'll have a community health worker who is able to work with families directly on a one-on-one basis on reducing childhood obesity and really making some easy behavioral and lifestyle changes to just achieve a healthier overall lifestyle. And that person is able to, you know, meet families where they are. They can go to their house if they have transportation barriers. They can meet them at the grocery store if they don't know how to grocery shop. And they can schedule them to come to these cooking demonstrations. All kinds of resources the community health worker can do one-on-one with them. And then we also have those additional events and classes and projects, like Debbie was mentioning. In addition to the pharmacy and Living Well Ellenville, we also just started a hiking club, and that's family friendly. We meet Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. We have three different places that we hike, and so they're all in Warsing. And if anyone's interested in learning more about the hiking club, feel free to call the hospital, and we'll tell you when and where to meet us. Completely free. Just remember to bring some water with you. And most of the trails are kid friendly. One is a little bit more of a challenging trail, but if your kids are ready for it, honestly, my kid can hike further than me, so she does that one better. And in addition to that, we're also looking at some teen pregnancy reduction. So we will be partnering with Planned Parenthood to do a education class for teens, and then have like monthly meetings. We'll have some pizza. We usually advocate for healthy food, but I don't think teens want to come eat vegetables with me. So pizza it is.
Have a veggie pizza.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we'll partner with Planned Parenthood to do some of that education, you know, in Wawarsing, our teen pregnancy rate is also 4 times higher than the rest of the county, looking like similar rates to that of Kingston. So we think that's a really important piece of, you know, family health is also, you know, having a planned, you know, pregnancy with Planned Parenthood. So to be able to, you know, have people in the place where they can make healthy choices for their family.
Mm-hmm. And he's in, oh, go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say one other program. We have so many, it's hard to remember all of them. Mm-hmm. We do store tours, grocery store tours. So we've done 2 at ShopRite. 3 at ShopRite. And basically the tour is around the perimeter, fruits, vegetables, meats, fish, dairy, and we skip the potato chip aisle and the bread aisle and the ice cream aisle.
Twinkies?
Only if they're in, you know, in the produce aisle. And quite often we've had some vendors that have come in. So I know a Palm Wonderful came in the first time and showed people how to actually cut and eat a pomegranate, which is perplexing to some people. So now perhaps those people on the tour will buy and eat something healthy like a pomegranate, and different things like that. We're trying to expand it to some of the farm stands as well.
And ShopRite's terrific with that. I know that they've been great community partners, and many of their stores have registered dietitians that do that work, and they do even one-on-one counseling.
Yes, and really, our really childhood great. Lead prevention, lead poisoning prevention program works with ShopRite, and ShopRite will, with the nutritionist, you know, help point out the different kinds of foods that help to reduce the lead levels in a person's body, et cetera. So they have been great partners in our health initiatives.
Yeah, and you also partner with the Ellenville Central School District, do you know it?
Yeah, we have been working with them on our we call it our CHEF grant, our Children's Healthy Eating and Fitness grant. We are funded through HRSA to come up with a plan for how we could reduce childhood obesity in Wawarsing. And then, so through the course of that planning grant, we looked at some data, we hosted a community forum, we came up with a, you know, a plan, and that's what we applied to the Rally Foundation with, and we're able to be funded. And so the community forum was really great because we got to talk to a lot of parents who are really interested in making these healthy changes, but don't always know where they can participate in those activities or where they can access the healthier foods. And so we, you know, Debbie just said, we have so many programs that there's no way we could talk about them all while we're here. Mm-hmm. We make a calendar every month so that, you know, people can see what we have going on. But, you know, anyone who's looking to engage in some more healthy activities ranging from yoga to hiking to walking or learning skills like cooking. You know, we have family cooking classes, grocery store tours. Give us a call and we can tell you about everything we have. Everything is completely free. We never charge for any of our programs at the Rural Health Network. So that helps to make it a little more accessible.
And what is the contact information? What number do they call? What website do they visit for more information?
Sure. So you can visit the hospital website to see some more information, or you can call us at the hospital at 845-647-6400. And you can ask to speak with Shannon Nigro, or you can dial her extension is 226.
Repeat that number again, just so people
didn't. 845-647-6400, extension 226. Or if you just Google the hospital number and ask for Shanna or Victoria, they'll just transfer you over to us.
Yes. And this would be open to folks that maybe don't live right in Wawarsing proper, that may live elsewhere and would like to
absolutely
come and experience some of these wellness initiatives. That's great.
Yeah,
and how
absolutely
has the community received all of this? Are you getting enthusiastic response from folks, or is it kind of mixed a little bit? Or,
well, the pharmacy's a home run. Uh-huh. That I can tell you. Uh-huh. That's a home run. Uh-huh. We get anywhere from 80 to 140 people on any given pharmacy day.
Nice.
And it sounds overwhelming, but we get a large group through in about 20 minutes. We're very organized. So it goes pretty fast, which is great. You know, we did some couch to 5K, so some better than others, but I think every project has had its core group that attends.
And
you
moving
say
forward, right? And
yeah.
And growing, and that's really terrific. And really, you know, very innovative, very wonderful, forward-thinking initiatives. And we thank you so much for the work that you and your colleagues do. And under the leadership of Steve Kelly, your CEO, and all the terrific people, and to the Ellenville community for supporting it. And that's unfortunately all the time we have today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.